Shalom Aleichem, Gudvach, welcome back to everybody as we find ourselves just 2 weeks and a little bit less away from Shavuos. Thought to look and start beginning to look toward Shavuos and to do so by taking a look at Megillas Rus. I'd like to address the Megillah in this podcast and in the coming podcast and use Megillas Rus really as a springboard and as an opportunity to understand the Yom Tov of Shavuos and really to understand the Omer period which we are living in and which we have been discussing. As you may recall in the first podcast in the series, Bein Pesach LeShavuos, and really throughout, we are focusing really on two aspects of the period of Bein Pesach LeAtzeres. Number one, of course, is the Misas Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, the death of the Talmidim, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, the lack of Nahagu Kavod Uzeh B'zeh, their inability to honor, respect one another, as one aspect of the sphere, and of course that is commemorated through the Minhagi Avelus. And the other aspect is the pining and climbing toward the Yom Tov of Shavuos and the acceptance and Kabbalah Satorah. I'd like to take a look today specifically at one aspect of the Megillah, one theme which really is very much paramount in Megillas Rus, and that is Chesed. Really, many of the Meforshei HaMegillah raise the question is, what does Megillas Rus have to do with Shavuos? Why is Megillas Rus really even part of Kisvei HaKodesh? It's simply a story of a woman named Rus who converts and who seems to make a very, very important impact on Klal Yisrael. Of course, her progeny is ultimately David Melech Yisrael. But why is that such a critical story? There are many stories that are not canonized. There are many critical elements that took place Bizman HaNeviim and certainly during the times of the Ksuvim. But what is specifically important about Megillas Rus and why is it the Megillah that's read on Shavuos? The Medrash Rabban Rus asks this question and raises these points. But one of the answers, one of the significant and critical answers of Megillas Rus is that it's a Megillah all about chesed, all about kindness. Really, typically, when we think about a convert, when we think about a ger or gioras, the reason that they come to Yiddishkeit, the reason that they come tachas kanfei Hashem is because they've seen the light, they see the truth, they see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they see, understand monotheism, they want to connect to Kutcher Brichu, Aleinu l'shabeach l'adona kol. But really, when you look at Megillas Rus, it's an entirely different perspective. The Megillah tells us that Rus's interest in becoming Jewish, her interest in Elokayich Elokai, is because she doesn't want to leave her mother-in-law Naomi alone. Her mother-in-law Naomi has been widowed of her husband, Elimelech, the Gadol B'Yisrael, the Gadol Hador. And she doesn't want to leave her because her sister, Orpah, is willing to leave her. And Rus says, no, a dove kabbah, I'm going to cleave to you, I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to look after you, I don't want you to be left alone and stay off. I'll travel with you back to the land of Israel, to Eretz Yisrael. And the Megillah opens with the opposite, the anti-chesed. Elimelech has a massive decision to make. Should he stay in Eretz Yisrael during a famine or should he leave? He's the parnas, he's the one who's the most important figure in all of Israel. And he's the one who's held responsible for taking care of people, looking after people, setting up a network of chesed, especially during a famine, during a pandemic, during a difficult situation. And what does Elimelech do? He doesn't look after his people. He doesn't care about Kalal Yisrael. And he runs away to stay Moav. Lo echbas lo. It doesn't bother him to keep Achenu B'nai Yisrael in the land. And he will go away to Moav. And of course, Moav, as the Torah describes, is a people who are not considerate of others. They were not able to be allowing Klal Yisrael to enter on their way to Eretz Yisrael in the Midbar. Lo kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim. They didn't greet Klal Yisrael with bread and with water. And as the Torah tells us in Parshas Keseitze, there's a prohibition to marry into Moab because they're not balei chesed. Fundamentally and categorically, it's not in their DNA. And it's Davke Elimelech, who's supposed to be the ultimate bal chesed, who not only doesn't do chesed, but he intermingles. And he goes to Moab and his two sons, Mahlon and Kirion, marry Moabite women, Rus and Orpah. And there we see from the beginning of the Megillah to the end of the Megillah, the entire story is patterned with chesed and the anti-chesed. So much so at the end of the Megillah in Paragimel, when Rus develops a relationship with Boaz, ultimately marrying him, Boaz turns to Rus and says to her, Chazdecha ha'achron gadol min harishon, your chesed that you are providing now, that you are marrying me, that you are going to continue Klal Yisrael, you're going to marry into my family. That chesed that you're not looking after younger men, more attractive men, men who have more potential longevity, but you're going to marry me, the elder statesman of the Jewish people, Boaz. That chesed is gadol min harishon. And the Rishon and the Farshe HaMegillah try to grapple what was the Rishon, what was the first chesed. that Rus provided. And there are different explanations. Either was the chesed that she took care of her mother-in-law Naomi. She didn't leave her behind. It was the fact that she looked after other people. And wherever she went, she was considerate and careful to never hurt or to insult anybody. She was always looking after other people. But Rus's entire personality and Rus's entire being was one of chesed. That's who she was. And of course, Boaz, who she married, made a takana, as the Megillah tells us in Perek Beis, lahaktim l'shalom b'shem, to say hello to somebody with the name of God, shalom aleichem. That's takanas Boaz, as the Gemara says in Meseches Brachos. That's the takana, the proclamation that was established by Boaz, because he understood that people weren't acting appropriately to each other in the times of Megillah. So people were only caring and considered about themselves, not even their own families. They're only looking after for themselves. They're only caring about themselves when there was a famine, when there was a difficulty, when there was stress, when there was distress, when there were challenges. And thus, Boaz established this takana, lishol shalom b'shem. So Boaz and Rus marry. They establish a house of chesed, a bias of chesed, klal yisrael, which is built on chesed, ultimately leading to David melech yisrael chavikayim. The ultimate melech, the ultimate king, is a king who cares about others, who looks after other people, who takes care of his constituency, who takes care of his kingdom, who looks after the little people. And thus the geirus of Rus is a geirus that comes and emerges out of chesed, not because she saw the light, she saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the elokayich elokayi of Rus is because she wanted to take care of Naomi, and that of course led to her ultimate belief and her strong position and defining position in understanding that I will be with the Jewish people in any situation, in the most difficult predicaments. Basher talini alin, basher tikbiri tikbiri, uvelokayich elokai. Rus is the ultimate convert because she blends this beautiful, beautiful fusion of midos, ben adam lechavero, ben adam lemakom. If you take a look in Parshas Emor, which we just concluded reading, so Shavuos, as we've noted in different circumstances, is certainly an enigma on some level because there are no mitzvos to the day. When it comes to Sukkot, the Torah tells us which mitzvos of Sukkot are unique to Sukkot, sitting in the Sukkot, taking the dal minim. When it comes to Pesach, there's an Isser Bali Roy Bali Matzah. We're prohibited from eating chametz. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as stated in Parshas Emor, is the parsha of the mitzvos of the Yom Tovim. Shavuos doesn't have any mitzvah. But if you take a look here in Parshas Emor, connected to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, there you'll find the mitzvos of Leket, Shechecha, and Peah. The mitzvos, the agricultural mitzvos, to take care of the poor, to leave behind a corner of your field. If something gets left behind, leave it for those who are poor. The mitzvos of Leket and Shechecha, Peah, seemingly have nothing to do with Shavuos. Why dafka are they mentioned in connection to the Yom Tov of Shavuos? Right after the Torah tells us here in Parshas Emor that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is on the 50th day from Pesach, then all of a sudden the Torah goes into a litany of the mitzvos of agricultural leket, shechecha, and peah. The explanation is that that is exactly what Shavuos is about. Of course, Shavuos is about Kabbalah Satorah, but Shavuos is all about chesed and staka, caring and kindness, looking out for other people. Because a Shavuos that's without chesed, a Shavuos that's without consideration, a Shavuos that's without thinking about somebody else, that's not a full and true Kabbalah Satorah. It's not a full Geirus. The Geirus of Rus HaMoaviyah is a Geirus that takes place because I love you and I care about you and I look after other people. And thus, there is that synergy and that complete fusion and balance between mitzvos ben adam lemakom, mitzvos ben adam lechaver, and it's specifically here in Parshas Emor, as we approach the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the dafka now, the mitzvos of leket, shechach, and peyar are given to Klal Yisrael to teach us that if you want to be prepared for Shavuos, derech eretz kadma l'Torah, leket, shechach, peyar, care about other people, look after other people. And in the weeks leading up to Shavuos, that has to be the focus as we emerge in the final 2 weeks, as we prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. We read Megillas Rus, we read Parshas Emor, we prepare for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, not just with Limud HaTorah, not just with perfecting ourselves in mitzvos ben adam l'makom, but as Rus did, as Boaz did, perfecting ourselves in the area of ben adam l'chaveru. That's the ultimate way that we will be able to be the Am HaNivcha, the Am HaKadosh, the Goy Kadosh, truly Bnei Yisrael as we're supposed to be. That is one element, one aspect of Megillas Rus. Mirtz Hashem, the upcoming podcast will discuss yet another. Have a wonderful day, a terrific week. Take care, Kol Tov.